This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Volunteers and medics in Gaza carried out bodies and an injured man from a building in Khan Yunis on Monday following Israel attacks in the area. Israel said on Monday no ceasefire had been implemented in southern Gaza, even though security forces in Egypt said a deal had been reached to allow foreigners out of Gaza and aid to be brought in. The next phase, according to AP correspondent Karen Chamas, should be a ground campaign by Israeli troops.
Israeli forces, supported by U.S. warships, have gathered along the Gaza border and are preparing for what Israel says will be a broad campaign to dismantle Hamas. Aid groups warn an Israeli ground offensive could hasten a humanitarian crisis. A week of blistering airstrikes have demolished neighborhoods, but have failed to stop militant rocket fire into Israel. The war began on October the 7th and has become the deadliest of five Gaza wars for both sides, with thousands dead. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Gaza Health Ministry says 2,750 Palestinians have been killed, 9,700 wounded. Palestinians in Gaza are crowding into hospitals and schools, seeking shelter and running low on food and water ahead of an expected Israeli ground offensive. More than a million Palestinians have fled their homes in Gaza in the past week. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has returned to Israel on Monday for meetings after several days of shuttle diplomacy between Arab states in a bid to prevent a wider war from erupting after the attack and hostage-taking by Palestinian Hamas militants. This is VOA News. Protesters around the world have held demonstrations showing support for both Israeli and Palestinians. In Los Angeles, members of the Palestinian and Jewish communities took to the streets in response to the unfolding situation in the Middle East.
In Los Angeles, the Israel Solidarity March was held Sunday near the Museum of Tolerance, where Karen Avital, who served in the Israeli military, said Israelis and Palestinians will not be able to live together until Hamas is eliminated.
We need to wipe them out. They need to be gone. That is supporting terrorism. We do not support terrorism. We do not want to live in fear, and we will never live in fear again, ever.
Iqbal Thabet, who says she emigrated in 2002 from the Palestinian West Bank to the U.S., described growing up there.
I witnessed night raids in our village, taking young children, young youth, 14, 15 years old, to jail in front of their parents. And I witnessed my neighbor's house being taken down. I saw that when I was 6 years old. Just because some guys hid behind that house for some days, throwing stones on Israeli military jeeps and tanks.
Jenny Adulo, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Authorities near Chicago say a 71-year-old man is charged with a hate crime after allegedly stabbing to death a Palestinian-American boy. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
Flanked by heavily armed guards, Noboa spoke to supporters after his victory was confirmed.
Tomorrow we start work for this new Ecuador. We start working to rebuild a country seriously battered by violence, by corruption, and by hate. From tomorrow, hope will start working. From tomorrow, Daniel Noboa starts work as your new president.
With more than 90% of ballot boxes counted, Noboa had won more than 52% of the vote, while his leftist rival, Luisa Gonzalez, won around 48%. Noboa's supporters celebrated in the streets as final tallies came in.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer, who says Daniel Noboa on Sunday won Ecuador's presidential election. In Poland's parliamentary election, three liberal Polish opposition parties appeared to have won enough votes in Sunday's election to oust the governing party. That's a rebuke of their isolationist policies. Video game Minecraft, owned by Microsoft, has passed 300 million copies sold, and that is cements its status as the best-selling video game ever. By comparison, Grand Theft Auto V has sold more than 180 million copies. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.